This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A major climate bill passed its first test at the Capitol Wednesday. Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen introduced the bill and says it covers everything from insurance risks to gas lawnmowers to extracting heat from sewers.
A lot of different pieces in this bill, but I think they combine to make a very powerful step forward for the state and help us address the urgent needs in this area.
Part of the proposal would require Colorado to eliminate its climate impact by 2050. That's faster than the state's current target to cut emissions by 90%. It passed a Senate committee on a 5-2 vote with Democrats in favor. Many Coloradans are seeing record-high energy bills this winter. The state's Public Utilities Commission estimates the average household's gas bill is up 75% over the same time last year. Speaking during a meeting this week, Commissioner John Gavin called the rise unprecedented.
I can't remember seeing this level of pain in the consumer community since the 1970s and the gas crisis.
Cold weather and utility rate hikes are the two biggest drivers of the price increase, according to a new PUC analysis. Economists expect prices to remain high through the season. The football stadium at the U.S. Air Force Academy has broken ground for extensive renovations. The $90 million project will upgrade the eastern side of the 60-year-old stadium, adding a new entrance and plaza, as well as improved seating and concession areas. The Academy's Association of Graduates says the initial phase of the project will be ready for the 2024 Falcon football season. Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 37 degrees. This is CPR News.